Stewie. How are you, mate?
Hello, Sletsy. How are you, mate?
You're not too bad. We're talking about this inquest into Philip Hughes' death this morning. It's getting a lot of airplay, Stewie. It's a confusing one, mate. Obviously, the parents are after some sort of answers. I don't know what answers they'll find.
Well, yeah, look, mate. I know one thing, mate. No matter what happens to this inquest, it's not going to bring him back. And we can talk about it. And, you know, there's a whole heap of stuff that, you know, a whole heap of people will have to be, you know, put under the microscope, and if that's what has to happen, that's what has to happen. No dramas there. But I don't know. What's the outcome? What changes?
Nothing. Cricket Australia has already had their own inquiry into it. And unfortunately, it was just a tragic freak accident. Now, that would be very, very little comfort to Philip Hughes' family. But I think that's just the fact of the matter. Now, day one did see Brad Haddon called and also Doug Bollinger called. Brad Haddon on the stand said the game was played in good spirit. He didn't hear any sledging. That was according to Brad. And Doug Bollinger got the rounds of the table as well, Stuart. It was alleged that he said, you know, I'll kill you. He testified that in his heart, he thought he would never have said such a thing. But just say he did.
Yeah.
I mentioned before, I don't think anyone on the planet would actually think he meant it.
Mate, look, things get said on the cricket fields. And if I'm thinking about my cricket career, man, who knows what you said? I know I probably did say it. I'll probably, you know, I'd be lying if I said I did it. Did I actually ever believe it? Absolutely not. It was all about trying to get, and the whole thing about sledging is trying to get the batsman, or the bowler for that mind, because batsmen sledge bowlers as well. It's not one-way traffic
as
well.
That's right.
To get the batsman or the bowler to stop thinking about what they're doing. And what they're doing is watching the ball, moving their feet and trying to hit it. Now, if that's not in the spirit of the game, well, that's a whole different argument. Mm. But when you're playing for your country or your state, it's, as you're probably aware, it's highly competitive, and you're trying to look for something to get an advantage over the batsman. Do you actually believe any of it? Well, no. That's why you go and have a drink with them after the game and you have a laugh about it, and both parties laugh about it. Mm. What about what you said to me? What about what happened there? Mm. Again, if it was said, what, is Doug Bollinger in trouble?
No. No, and this is it. When I know the family, and I don't want to ever be in their shoes. I can't put myself in their shoes, but they're looking for a positive outcome from the inquest. That was what the manager, James Henderson, had said before the inquiry on the steps of the court. But I don't see what could positive outcome could be.
Well, I agree. I don't see that. Now, there's a couple of things. There was a couple of other things that were said as well. Oh, well, you know, they bowled a lot of short balls at him. Everyone bowled short balls at Philip Hughes because when you pitched him up, he hit him through the cover through points at a million miles an hour.
He was a beautiful batsman.
He was very good at that sort. So you weren't left with many options. If they're looking to ban the short ball, well, they're going to ruin the game. The game won't exist, but that's fine. If that's the outcome, well, the game will cease to exist and everyone that works in the cricket world will cease to have a job. But that's okay if that's an outcome. If they're looking to ban sledging, well, maybe they can tone that down. But how are you ever going to police that? Because people will be mumbling under their breath. And I don't know. I'd never want to be in the Hughes family. I'd never want to be the Hughes, Mr. and Mrs. Hughes. Never want to be Philip. Never want to be his brother. No. I get all of that, but I just... Something about me tells me there's a bit of a preconceived determination of what's going to come out of this, and it's all about making the game look like the game's rosy.
Mm. Yeah, it's a bizarre one. But, Stewie, you know, as a fast bowler, if someone that you were bowling against was vulnerable against the short ball, you're bowling more short balls, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's the game.
If the game is trying to find a weakness in a player and exploit it to make him get out.
Get him out.
Get him out, make him back in the dressing room and bowl to the new guy. And mate, there are some guys that, Ricky Ponting's a good example. He would rather you bowl short at him. So you never bowl short at him, bowl full.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the game. And unfortunately, the most tragic of accidents happened on that day and no one will ever forget it.
No, that's right. Well, today will be day two. Tom Cooper, who was the batsman at the other end for South Australia, he'll give evidence along with the two umpires. But again, I don't know what positive could come out of it. I want to move on to our fast bowling stock, Stewie. Never has the high performance unit been in overdrive quite like they are now, and never have we seen so many fast bowlers on the sidelines. So it's nice to have Pat Cummins coming back and taking some wickets.
It was good to see Paddy back. He bowled well, from what I heard. He bowled fast at different stages. From what I'm hearing, it's about Paddy Cummins just staying on the park. If he can do that, then I think he's going to find himself back in the Australian team. Probably goes to show how valuable Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood are. If I was if both of them, you'd probably walk in and say, give us a six-year contract, otherwise...
Exactly.
Not... Yeah, because especially Mitchell Starc, he's by far and away the best bowler in the country, arguably the best bowler in the world. But, you know, I feel sometimes you feel a bit sorry for guys like Joe Manny and Worrell and Boland and guys like that. They sort of say, oh, well, mate, here's your dream, go and play for Australia. Oh, by the way, you're going to have to lead the attack because we our main bowlers are going to have a rest and get ready for the Australian summer.
Good point.
But that's what they're doing. And well, I don't know if they pay that much attention to these one-day series. I know they say it publicly that every series is important and every game is important, all the rest of it, but there's a couple of series, the Ashes, iconic series against India, iconic series. Games they play at home, you'll see we'll try and roil out our best team. After that, I think you're going to find a bit of this for the next couple of years because they want to maintain and they want to manage the workloads of these players.
Mm. They'd like to win a game, wouldn't they?
Jeez.
You would have thought so.
Jeez, we're going back.
As you're aware, mate, it's... You know, winners have parties and losers have meetings.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'd imagine there's a few meetings going on.
A lot of meetings. Yeah. Mate, we've got Pat Cummins coming up in the next half an hour. He's still only 23, mate. He's got a long way to go. How relaxed would a young man be trying to bowl fast still, given the number of injuries he's had?
Mm. Yeah, that's actually a really good question. Knowing Pat and I've seen him around, and he's trained his backside off and he's fitter and stronger and all those, you know, those terms ahead of where he was when he was a 17-year-old kid when he burst onto the scene. Will he bowl as fast as he did when he was 17? Well, I don't know, but he'll still bowl fast and he'll still be a strike weapon. You know, he's going to have nerves and he's going to be worried about his body. The only thing that will fix that is playing cricket for long periods of time, and you know the answer is probably in that statement that he needs to find a way to stay on the park and recovery and training. And you know, if he to bowl 150, if he has to go at 100%, well, maybe you need to bowl 145 and go at 95%.
Yeah.
And that's still fast enough.
That's exactly. But the reason that Cricket Australia has invested so much time and effort into him is because he bowls extremely quick. So we need him to come out and bowl extremely quick. I want to ask you if you saw the incident between Shamsi and also Matthew Wade in this current series. Matthew Wade went down for a single. Shamsi apparently is pretty good with the mouth himself.
He didn't say something, did he?
He'd been given him plenty. And I think it's a two-way street because I think Matthew Wade's pretty good with his mouth as well.
He is.
But I've got to say, I find Matthew Wade did run directly in the direction of Shamsi and he did
lean into him
a touch. I find Wade guilty.
It's handbags at 10 paces.
Yeah, of course it is. I know.
It's laughable that, you know, I don't know what they were going to do. One bloke's got a helmet on, the other bloke's got a ball in his hand. What are they going to... Anyway, but, you know, again, having been there and done that, you've been involved in that sort of thing. And rule is, bowler stay still, batsman run around bowler. Simple, nothing too much towards it. I agree with you. He ran straight at him, stuck his arm out. Look, Matthew Wade, he's a feisty character. I watch him play and he gets... You know, I get my goat up about him sometimes about why are you doing that because it's a bit frustrating. But he's going to get into trouble, and I don't know what the penalty is: fine, suspension, miss a game, who knows? But it's all a bit, football players are better. You just grab them by the neck and you just push them a little bit.
Yeah. Now, Stewie, how did you enjoy Bathurst, mate?
Mate, unbelievable. Thanks for taking the day off. That was, what an event.
It was incredible.
It's a great event.
Mate, I've never been to the car race. I've been to Bathurst, but never been to the car race.
Yeah.
I've come back and I've raved about it at work, saying rugby league need to find a way, because all the same fans that go to Bathurst are rugby league fans, I would have thought.
Yeah.
They're the same people. They just take off their
jerseys,
their team's jersey, and put on a Ford or a Holden or a Nissan or a Volvo shirt and put on their favourite driver's hat, and away they go.
But don't they buy merchandise, Stewie?
Oh, I'd love to own one of those merchandise trucks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable event, and if you haven't experienced, even if you don't like car racing,
exactly,
go and see the town for a couple of days. It's absolutely going off.
Yep, it's a terrific event. Good on you, Stewie. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, boys. And look, you haven't mentioned the Sharks, but I'll just mention them because what a team. TK,
what a team.
When are you doing the nudie run?
Exactly.
Don't you worry about that.
We've got to get him down there.
It's one of Slats's.
Good on you, boys.
See you, mate.
Good on you, Stewie.
I thought he worked the Sharks in there. He's right about Bathurst. You don't have to be a car racing fan to enjoy the build-up, the week, and also the weekend there. It's just one of those great, iconic sporting events.